Now, talking about the past, when we think about the ancient ones of the world, the Egyptian pyramids, for example, or constructions like Stonehenge, scientists this week have done us proud because they've announced the discovery of one of the largest, oldest structures on the planet, and it is about the size of Great Britain. Incredibly, though, it wasn't built by humans. Something altogether a lot smaller did this one. And Eva Higginbotham heard what it was from Salford University's Stephen Martin, who initially went looking for something completely different.
So we were in Brazil collecting bees, and suddenly these mounds started to appear, and they're incredibly numerous, and they're everywhere. Normally with termites, they're constructed of soil and saliva, but in the Brazilian population that we studied, they're just waste. They're tunnelling underground, making huge tunnels, a massive network, and they have to get rid of the soil somewhere, just like miners. And so miners build slag heaps of waste stone. And so the termites have done the same thing with soil, and they've just deposited all the soil above ground.
How big are these mounds, and how much space do they take up? How big an area are we talking?
So first of all, they're about 2 to 4 metres high, and they're about 9 metres across. So they are large. There's a mound about every 20 metres. So, in fact, they're incredibly numerous. There are millions of mounds all in one area. The total area we've estimated that they cover is about the size of Great Britain, which is a vast area for any species to build anything.
Amazing. How have we managed to miss these mounds so far? You know, how can it be 2018 and we've only just found this area the size of Great Britain?
Well, they're sort of hard to miss if you're in the area. But so the reason they haven't been found is that they live within the forest, because the forest produces the dead leaves, which is what they feed off. The forest is just slightly higher than the mounds. And so even when the leaves have gone, the forest is so dense and thorny, you can't actually see the mounds. So it's just been one of these things where there are very large areas still on this planet where, you know, scientists don't go and study.
And so what's so special about these mounds?
What's special is the insects still live underneath the mounds in the ground, and the mounds are about 4,000 years old. We think we're the dominant life force on the planet. In fact, we're not. The biomass social insects, that's ants and termites and some bees and wasps, are actually far greater than all the vertebrates. That's dogs, cats, people, elephants. The big difference is you never get to see them because most of them live in the ground or up in the trees. And here is a really stark example of the activities of a social insect that lives in the ground, but you can see their activities above it. And as people, we've never created a single structure or city anywhere near the size of these. So they're a very dominant force, the social insects. They've been here long before we have, and they'll probably still be here long after we've gone.
It's a very poignant thought on which to finish, isn't it? That was Stephen Martin talking about his new paper. He's just published that in Current Biology.